Could you tell a little about yourself?
I'm Eric Shimanandi from India.
I was born actually in London, England.
I'm a journalist by profession.
I'm 20 years old and I'm a student of physics. My dad, who taught me the art of writing.
Listeners Special.
In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful. Salam, dear listeners, and welcome to this week's edition of Listeners Special on this Sunday, March 22nd, 2020, with me, Atef Erfani. Well, Listeners Special, as you know, is the Sunday program where your views are presented. Contact us and tell us what you think about our programs. And if you have any messages for our listeners around the world, then record your voice and send it to us and get your voice heard. Remember, Listeners Special is your program. It's your views that are important. Well, you know, as usual, we have received so many kind emails and letters from around the world. And what surprises me is a plenty of emails and letters who, you know, the content is, congratulations on the new Iranian calendar year or Nowruz, as we say in Iran. And in many Farsi-speaking countries around the world, you know, these days, millions of Farsi speakers all around the world, including Iranians, are celebrating the New Year feast called Nowruz, which also coincides the beginning of a spring. This festivity is mainly celebrated in Iran, but many people in Central Asia, Indian subcontinent, West Asia region, and the Balkans, and also some other parts of the world celebrate this festivity. In harmony with the rebirth of the nature, Iranians always consider Nowruz as an opportunity for a new beginning, and to purify their soul and heart out of enmity and ill will. At the first day of the new year, people often spend time to prepare and cook most lavish meal of the year as the family members get together. For Iranians, Nowruz is a celebration of renewal and change, a time to visit relatives and friends, and pay respect to senior family members. Congratulations to all those who celebrate this beautiful event, from Tehran, the capital of the Islamic Republic of Iran, and also from IRIB English Radio. Welcome back. This is Listeners Special. And, as I said, we have plenty of emails and letters who have congratulated us on Iranian new calendar year 1399 or Nowruz festivity, which I mentioned their names. We have an email from Sixten Niman from Finland. We have an email from Munir KP from UAE. Jayanta Chakrabarty, one of our regular listeners, have sent us a long email from India. We have an email from Massimo Lombardo from Italy. Also, Howard Barrett from the UK, Sultan Mahmoud Sarkar from Bangladesh, and so many other emails and letters, which we will read, a few of their names, actually, because we have lack of time in this program. And we have reception reports from Mizanur Nur Rahman, one of our regular listeners from Bangladesh. Also, Paolo Duarte from Philippines and Helmut Matt from Germany. We have received the reception reports. As you know, these reception reports enable us to provide a better service for our listeners around the world. So these reception reports are very important. First of all, start today's emails and letters from an email from Howard Barrett from the UK, who says, "Dear friends, I would like to take this opportunity to wish all Iranians across the world a very happy new year or a very happy Nowruz, because you could tell what the year, the Persian New Year is. Thank you very much, Howard Barrett, for congratulation message for IRB English Radio staff and for Iranians and all Farsi-speaking people around the world. And also Sultan Mahmoud Sarkar from Bangladesh has sent us a congratulation message who says, I wish the Iranian brothers and sisters a happy new year on behalf of my club. I hope happiness, peace and prosperity in the coming new year for all Iranians. I pray that the Iranians stay as a true heroic nation forever. Thank you very much, Sultan Mahmoud Sarkar from Bangladesh, for your congratulation message. And also, we have a short email from Sixten Niman from Finland who says, hopefully the new year will bring peace and prosperity to all Iranians. Happy New Year and best wishes for you all. Thank you, Sixten Niman from Finland. And also Munir KP from UAE, one of our regular listeners, who says, my dear Iranian friends, Nowruz Mubarak. May the new year brings happiness and prosperity for you and your family. Happy Nowruz. Thank you, Munir KP from UAE. Welcome back. Massimo Lombardo from Italy has sent us an email who says, I'm very happy for your kindness. Honestly, until now, I didn't know much about your Nowruz, but your email intrigued me and therefore I inquired about it. I discovered that your celebration is very similar in symbols and spirit to our Capodanno. I hope it will also be an opportunity for you to enjoy joy and peace and friendship. To get to know your people and your customs better, I will look for an Iranian restaurant where I can taste your typical dishes for Nowruz, such as sabzi polomahi, that is herb rice with fish. And I'm sure I will like them. And now a wish for all Iranian people and all listeners. I wish all those who celebrate a happy Nowruz. May this occasion be a moment for peace and reunion in families for all of you. Best wishes from your listener in Italy. Massimo Lombardo from Italy, thank you very much for your email. You said our celebration Nowruz is similar to your celebration, you know, to your festivity, which is called Capodanno, which you said it is similar in symbols and spirit. It's really interesting. Actually, I will study about your festivity, Capodanno, much more. And you said on Nowruz, you're going to visit an Iranian restaurant too, which serves sabzi polomahi. It's really interesting. Thank you very much. And also, Jayanta Chakrabarty, one of our regular listeners, has sent us a long email from India and says, dear friends at IRIB English Radio, it's a privilege to once again express my views on Nowruz, undoubtedly the most precious New Year celebration of the Islamic Republic of Iran. Here's my comments below for all the valued listeners of IRIB and to all my friends at IRIB, as well as to all the brave, diligent citizens of your great country. On the occasion of Nowruz, I would like to convey my best wishes and felicitations to all the valued listeners of IRIB and to every Iranian citizen, my heartfelt greetings. With blessings of the Almighty, may the coming new year bring peace, happiness, prosperity, and good health to all. In the Iranian calendar, Nowruz marks the beginning of the Iranian New Year. Nowruz marks the onset of a spring in the Northern Hemisphere. The vernal equinox, the United Nations officially recognizes it as the International Day of Nowruz, and UNESCO in 2010 listed Nowruz in the intangible cultural heritage of humanity. Nowruz is celebrated with much fanfare and joy. Khane Tekani, or house cleaning, prepares for festival. Young and old buy new clothes and their favorite tulip and hyacinth flowers. This is the occasion for meeting relatives and friends, keeping enmity behind. Iranian culture, like India's, have great respect for elders' blessings. Parties are arranged and snacks, fruits, and sweets are exchanged. Another important trait of Nowruz celebration that I must mention is the practice of haftzin. Family members congregate around the haftzin table awaiting for the exact time of the March equinox that marks the beginning of New Year celebration. The table is adorned with the Noble Quran, goldfish, candles, and mirror. Once again, Happy New Year. Okay, Jayant Chakrabarty from India, thank you very much. You know, your information about the new Iranian calendar year or Nowruz, as I said, you know, this is not just an Iranian tradition. It is celebrated in many people in Central Asia, Indian subcontinent, West Asia region, the Balkans, and all other, you know, the other parts of the world. And your information about this tradition, Nowruz, it was very informative and useful. Thank you again. I actually, on behalf of my colleagues in IRB English Radio, congratulate you on this, you know, occasion, the new Iranian calendar year 1399 and Nowruz. And I think people in India, maybe some groups, some parts of India are celebrating, you know, Nowruz. And we, on behalf of all Iranians and IRB English Radio, congratulate on this occasion to people of India. Let's go for a short break and we will be back with today's interview. Welcome back. Today, our colleagues have interviewed with Christopher Lewis from the UK. Christopher Lewis is one of our regular listeners. Let's listen.
Briefly, well, my name is Chris Lewis. I live in Norton, Shifnal in England. And I've been a listener of IRIB for probably about 10 or 12 years. And I have a big interest in Iran and Iranian culture. And amongst my hobbies is, of course, listening to the shortwave and also reading. Right, well, I've learned quite a lot about Nowruz by reading various sources on the internet. So basically, I've learned the following. So I'm just going to read to you my information that I've learned about this wonderful holiday. Okay, Nowruz is, of course, the traditional Iranian New Year holiday, which is celebrated on March the 21st. So, in the English language, Nowruz means new day. Nowruz marks the first day of spring, and, of course, it's also the beginning of the new year on the Iranian calendar. Nowruz is also the most important holiday in Iran, and before the celebration of this holiday, people spring clean their homes and also new clothes are purchased to wear for the holiday. Another thing that happens during Nowruz is people buy flowers, especially the flowers tulip and hyacinth, as they are interesting. Also, on New Year's Day, family members, they dress up in the new clothes which they bought for the holiday and then start the first day of the 12-day celebrations. Elders and other family members are visited, and then the rest of the family and friends. Also, on the 13th day of the holiday, families leave the home and they venture outdoors to have picnic and eat outside. Also, during the holiday, people are expected to visit each other. These are usually short visits and are also reciprocated. On the first day of the holiday, families also gather around the table with the haftzin on or near it. I'll talk a little bit more about the haftzin later on with my information. They then wait for the arrival of spring, and at that moment, when spring arrives, the special gifts are exchanged. Some people believe that what you do on the Nowruz holiday will also affect the rest of the year. So, for example, if a person is kind to their friends and their neighbours, then the new year will be a very, very good one. Continuing on, it's also customary to visit cemeteries in the last Thursday night of the year, also on the last Friday morning, and the Surah Al-Fatiha is also read at that time for the past members of the family and the friends. Now, going back earlier from what I talked about with my information, the Haftseen, or the seven S's, that's a very, very important and major tradition of the Nowruz holiday, New Year in Iran. So the Haftseen, on the table, it contains seven specific items, and that starts with the letter S. The items symbolically correspond to seven creations and the holy immortals also protecting those. Food during the Nowruz holiday includes the following. You'll have to excuse me if I pronounce some of these wrong. Sabzi Polo Mahi, Reste Polo, Dolme Bag, and Kuku Sabs. So basically, that's what I've learned about the Nowruz New Year holiday. It's been very, very interesting, and I look forward to learning more about it as well. Very, very interesting, informative, and it's something that I've maintained ever since I started listening to IRIB. It tells the truth. If people want to get the true picture of Iran, which is peace, etc., listen to IRIB and don't just listen to the big mass media organisations. IRIB, they report on the truth, so you'll get a very accurate picture by listening to the broadcast. So I recommend people tune in if they've got an interest in Iran, Iranian culture. There's something for everybody on there. Tune in and then learn, because it's educated me a lot about Iran.
And this was all for today. Many thanks for being with us, and goodbye.
Dear listeners, your opinion is always important to us. We invite you to spend just a few minutes writing us a letter or sending us an email. We'll be glad to hear from all of our listeners who have any questions or comments about any of our programs. Our postal address is IRIB English Service, PO Box number 19395-6767, Tehran, Islamic Republic of Iran. You can also send your emails to EnglishRadio@irib.ir. That is one word, EnglishRadio@irib.ir. Please visit our website at www.pastoday.com/en. Our phone number is 00981-2201-3720. Once again, our phone number is 00981-2201-3720. Our profile is also in Facebook. Our address is www.facebook.com/pastodayenglish. Thank you all for being with IRIB English Radio.